when we get around to it.
Oh.
You're live.
I don't know what this is. Is this a bid? Okay.
I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Thursday, February 23rd, 2012, to order. First order of business for today is bid procedures, or bids. Mr. Erickson.
Good morning, gentlemen. We have three bids this morning. The first one that I'm going to ask you all to engage in is the Pro Tem Cedar Creek Bridge bid, which is being handled by Road and Bridge and Great River more than I. I assisted with the bid notice. And with that said, so far this morning I've had two packets delivered to me, and I'll go ahead and turn it over to Mr. Hayes here.
The first bid we have here is from Duracast Products.
Careful with that.
His bid here is for the slab beam bridge, unit price $4,494, total price $71,904.
What was the first number you gave? 4,000?
Unit price for each slab beam is $4,494.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Can I look there, Randy?
Sure.
Thank you, sir.
Next bid is from R&J Warren Construction. And his bid is for the reinforcing steel, unit price at 58 cents, total price $11,286.80. And we also have a bid for lifting and setting of the slab beams. Their cost there, $24,900.
That was the same bidder, Randy?
Yeah, in the same bid, same company.
Gotcha.
So we don't have any more than one bid on the actual construction of the one for the work and one for the
actually,
slabs?
Actually, we have one for the construction of the slab beams. We have one bid for the reinforcing steel, and then the same company is bidding on the lifting and the setting of the slab beams. The actual piers and stuff will be constructed by us.
What is the amount deducted from FEMA on this project?
That should be around $10,000 is what we sent in to Jeff City, and I haven't received that from the state yet.
So $10,000, you said?
Around $10,000 is what.
If I'm correct in what I'm adding here with the three figures, we're looking at $108,090.
That's what I've got. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to look at this one as well?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I wrote it down. It's fine.
Gentlemen, I'd like to have a work session on this thing.
108 or 106? Yeah, you're right.
I get 108.090. Can you explain to me the reimbursement? I assume it's only on a portion, or it's only on...
What FEMA was allowing for us just to put the concrete back on the damaged portion of the original structure is all they were going to pay for.
You shared that with us before.
Right.
Okay.
And this structure we've got is for the realignment and a bigger... raising it up and realigning with the existing road.
What kind of openings do you have underneath this one? Is this paired and then?
Yes, this will have. This is a two-span, 80-foot structure. What year? 25-year, 50-year event?
Yeah.
The original structure was a low water structure that we had widened out in years past to help with getting bigger vehicles across, but it had a sharp curve to try to get onto the approach of it. And this new structure raises it up, which allows more water to handle more water, plus realigning with the road to make it easier for bigger vehicles to get across. It was one that we couldn't hardly even get our own vehicles across there.
It's a three-piece bridge, as I looked at it. I thought it was put together in three different phases.
What this is the slab beams are a precast that's set in with a crane. We put the piers there, and then the rest of it's all set in, similar to Fox Creek, and similar type. But it's just a two-span.
You know, I'd like to have a work session with Rogan Bridge on this whenever we have our work session with them and talk about this.
Do you have one Monday, Randy?
I have a short one Monday, but it's an exec session. I think we're trying to get one scheduled maybe Thursday.
Okay.
Next week.
Mr. Erickson, could we hold off on awarding this until we have a work session?
Certainly.
I mean, I got a few questions. I mean, my question is, how many bids do we send out on this to try to get responders? I mean, how many people did we send this bid out to?
This is not one that I was participating in other than assisting them with the bid notice, which I have a copy of that here.
Okay.
So Greg River handled that.
I might interject.
Yeah.
The bidding process or the advertising process for this consisted of the advertising for local newspaper. And then we sent out notices to every contractor that's registered with the DRA website, which encompasses the vast majority of the contractors that do this type of work.
Okay.
In this area, as far as
is that
the Lewis area, you know,
10, 15 or more? 50-50, okay.
That's better than what I've been getting.
Bigger list, okay.
Better batting average than what I've had.
Danny, would you rather wait before to have a work session before we award?
Yes.
And move forward?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, my question is, if we have time on Monday and we could work it in on Monday, that would be quicker than obviously Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm
just not sure how your schedule was Monday on the office.
Jim's checking.
Okay.
I can hear him over there.
The bid specs that were sent out must have been more detailed to a more expensive bridge than what I thought we were going to put in there. That's the reason I want to have a work session and look at it.
Randy, you're scheduled 11:30, correct?
Yeah.
If we could keep this discussion to 30 minutes, we could start at 11 and just do this at 11 and then go right into the executive at 11:30. I think that would Okay. It shows time.
This will take 30 minutes.
Yeah. Give it 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then what we'll do is Nikki's coming in next. We'll plan to be here by 11:15 or so.
Okay.
Nikki, what he's talking about is moving Randy back on Monday to 11:15 rather than 11:30. 11:30 will go into Zach on the matter that he has, but we'll address this issue of bid at 11:15. Work session.
I may be the only one that's thinking this is more than what. Because I thought we discussed this through our budget hearing.
We did, and to only get $10,000 back on a $108,000 it was affected by the floods or by the high water. I was just was hoping to get. That's almost $100,000 out of pocket that we'll have to pay.
Yeah, but remind me, Randy, in the previous work session that we had regarding this, we had talked about the relocation, realigning, and which they were not going to consider at all,
right.
Which is a big
right.
part of this.
FEMA wasn't considering reconstructing a new structure there at all. All they wanted us to do was fix the original, which
is not going to help
wasn't
us.
Wasn't
going
to help anything. We had no problems with it, and then we were kind of estimating. Ballpark total cost of this the structure around $130,000.
So I guess then on Monday we can talk about just how this affects your budget because it's $100,000
right.
that I don't think we specifically said for this project.
Okay. Thank you, Randy. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for your help, guys. Handling it, I should say. The next item, gentlemen, if we're ready to move along, is two bids that I have on vehicles for the Sheriff's Department. The numbers of these bids are 1201-164 and 165. And they are for the first one, 164 is for a Dodge Charger police vehicle. I've received four responses to both of these bids, and in a couple of instances, they sent me one package. So since we're all here and watching this, we're gonna have to open a couple of these at the same time, obviously. So the first one I received was from...
Before you open that, whether appropriate or not, I want to say that the other day, Jimmy, I was driving north on 160, and two sheriff's vehicles went around me. I pulled over, as did everyone else, and, I mean, they were moving fast. And so I was kind of in a hurry myself to see what was going on, and there was a car over the Bluff Hill on the left-hand side, when they were waving us by, and I watched those guys as they hit that bluff, and there wasn't any tiptoeing going down there. Those guys flew down to see if they could help whoever was there. I know you don't get a lot of that, but I was very impressed with what they did.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Ron.
Okay, yeah, ditto that. The first one I received is from West Brothers Chrysler in Sullivan, Missouri. Glad that the sheriff has made it over to assist with this. This one is specific to the Dodge Charger bid, and it looks to be filled in correctly and signed, and it is $24,000. At the top there.
Yeah, $24,087. Also on the Dodge Chargers, we will be also comparing these bids to the state bid that they have on those.
Okay.
they did not include anything on the Jeeps, did they?
I believe so.
Dodge and Jeep obviously are same dealership, so they did not.
Dodge Charger.
Oh, they do? They just the Charger?
Just the Charger.
Okay. Then the second one I received is from Landmark Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Independence, Missouri. And they have completed the sheet correctly and signed it.
Their total cost is $22,799.
That's on the Dodge Charger?
Right.
No, it's on the Dodge Charger. Yes.
They don't have anything in there on the Jeeps.
No, just Dodge Charger.
Okay. The third one I received is clearly listed on the outside of the package. Both responding to both. So they've listed 164 and 5.
Who's the company?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Capital Automotive in Jefferson City. And they do have them separated in here. There's the Dodge Charger.
Okay, for the Capital Chrysler Dodge in Jefferson City, their total price on the Dodge Charger is $22,921.
And on the Jeeps, which this bid is for three Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4s, and they have, we had to split this up into two different engine configurations, and on the first one,
on the first, which was a 3.6 liter, it's $31,631. The 5.7 liter is $33,175.
Okay. And the last one is from Tri-Lakes Ford, Jeep, Dodge, everything. And they have bid on both of them.
Okay, on the Dodge Charger for Trilex Motors, it's $22,897. And for the Jeep Grand Cherokees, the 3.6 liter is $31,562. The 5.7 liter is $33,157.
Close. That's all I have.
So, Sheriff, you're going to check the state bid and then get back with us?
I'll check the state bid and compare options and everything.
You want us to postpone this award, or you want us to do it on Monday?
Let's do it on Monday. I've got other meetings I've got to be at today. So,
I'm curious, too, if there's any other things that would play into this, such as one can't deliver for 3 months or just whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will say that I'm a little surprised that I didn't get receive any responses from Springfield or anywhere else locally than Tri-Lakes, because I did make formal, direct, specific bid invitations to every single dealership in the area, including Harrison, Arkansas. I think there was 12 or 14 total direct bid invitations, and I did hear back from a few of those dealerships with simple questions like what time, mm-hmm. you know, where is Forsyth, a couple of simple stuff. And so I'm really surprised I didn't hear from any of those.
A lot of times some companies have fleet contracts and some companies don't. And that affects a lot of some of the dealerships from not bidding on.
Central Dodge did respond like that and said, we do not do fleet.
Yeah, and, that makes it
friendly.
So, Nikki, we'll repost sometime on Monday that we can hear the recommendations of the sheriff. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, appreciate your help, sir.
Danny had something.
Yeah, I'll make comments.
Used to, Ron, they used to send back a no-bid response in almost every company that was sent out for would send that back if they weren't planning on bidding for that particular year. They'd always send a no bid response so that they would be on the list for future bids. That's the way that it was handled for even before I got here. They always did that. But I don't know whether competition has got greater with this fleet deal or what, but it's not like that.
Okay. That's all I have. This morning, unless you gentlemen have something for me. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Mr. Erickson.
Dismissed.
I'm looking.
Don't look too close.
Yes.
Don't look, you already slowed me down.
Go ahead and move that back over. That's more handy to you.
What do you want, sir?
I said, did you go ahead and move that back over? That's more handy to you.
Nikki, next order of business is agenda request review.
I have a possible executive session. I'd like you to take a look at my notes.
Yeah.
Danny spoke with this individual this morning.
Can we just work it in Monday afternoon?
15 minutes or something in the executive session.
You mean during the session we're already having?
Yeah. Can we just incorporate that into that, Danny?
That's what I thought.
Okay. Just make sure it's in there so we don't forget. And we'll do it at 1 o'clock, I think, is our scheduled time. Is that right, Nick?
1:15.
Yeah, 1:15.
Okay. Is that when Pat and them's coming down?
Pat will not be here, but Frank will be here.
Okay. When we're going to have a review with Pat on different things? We've missed that for a couple of weeks.
She's taken depositions.
She's in a trial. There's several dates that she's not going to be available.
All right. If you can work one out with her, though, I sure would like an update on some things.
Of requests from Road and Bridge. We have a dirt agreement and
a dirt agreement, you said?
A dirt agreement and petition Brandy. Roads as far as
Overall discussion.
Yes.
The question I've got on that is that we already have Randy at 11:30 for executive, 11:15 for this bridge discussion. What's our Monday morning look like?
It's open.
So we could start maybe at 10:30 with him? 10:45?
10 or 10:30.
That would be better.
Let's just make
it block out.
Block an hour and then let's try to
knock. We've got a lot of things that we could discuss with R&D.
I think it's going to be more budget discussions. I don't think it needs, it's more financial for the county, I think, where I'm coming from.
Well, I have a question here, and I apologize. Since we have this on the agenda today, we're going through, you might introduce the gentleman. Is it possible that if we have questions, we can ask them during our scheduled meeting that we had for today. I didn't know that we had the opportunity to. I know that you all have questions about this.
But
apparently he's the individual to talk to.
I know, but mine's financial questions.
Mine's budget.
Right.
Mine's not much of the engineering, and I mean, you satisfied my question. But it got out to the masses. You got it out to the masses, and the responders were just this, respondents.
Yeah, right. I've got a plan holders list. There's, we've got 7 plan holders on the list.
Right. So it got out to where that was my number one concern with you from an engineering and letting people know, notice this perspective. Now it's just a financial from Randy.
Right.
That's really where I'm at, Ron.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. John, the dirt agreement, has that already been to Randy? I'm assuming it came from Randy?
Came from Randy, yes.
When we receive those, do they have any recommendations on them or thoughts? Or are we doing them that way? Just help me out.
We have a policy. Kind of sorted. I mean, we had a policy discussion that 3 loads or less, you can do it administratively.
Right. If we're on a project and somebody comes up to the guys and just a load or 2 and we've got access to save us from hauling it away or whatever, we can make an agreement. We make them sign the same paperwork basically. But anything over that, but we have people coming into your office, you know, words out there, you know, if they want some extra fill, they just fill out a dirt agreement. Most of them want 3+ loads, so then that has to come to you. And I don't know if they talk to anybody out there on the road or what, but we just get them here after coming to the office.
Have we placed a maximum on that once we give the approval of the 3 loads, over the 3 loads? I don't think so, have we?
I don't think we put a maximum on. Now, some people will tell us, you know, that, yeah, I don't want no more, then we'll take them off that list, and we'll keep an updated list there in the office, so we know who's in the corner.
Well, those are questions I can ask you next week.
Yeah, there's strictly a financial benefit to the county if we're at a location where
right.
we can unload something without hauling it a good distance. We just save dollars for the county. So.
Thank you, Randy. Mickey?
That's all I have, unless you gentlemen have any requests to place something.
Is the dirt agreement to be placed on the agenda for next week, or is that something
yes.
that's not for today, is it?
It's not today. It's
okay.
placed on there for next week.
Okay.
We may get something out of executive. Just
please let me know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll move our attorney time back.
Okay.
Because we have like an hour.
Okay.
Or if you think of something.
Perfect.
Before tomorrow. Let me know.
You are also, or it's under agenda request review, the approval of executive session minutes. Have you gentlemen had a chance?
Yep.
Yes.
I'm ready. Motion to approve executive session minutes dated January 5th, January 9th, January 19th, and January 23rd.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve executive session minutes from January 5th, 9th, 19th, and 23rd.
There was one that was labeled hold. I had given it back to the
That's the one I was looking for.
To okay. get completely corrected and to go back in here.
What date was that? I've seen it, but what date was it?
May 23rd of 2011.
Okay.
What would that? Oh, from executive.
Here. Pay the members. You can read the official notes.
It's not on the list, so.
We haven't talked about the status of that. And our counselor told us to seal that until. So.
And that hasn't happened yet, right?
Correct. So
okay.
But this is the accurate. So she's going to retype and put them in there. I have a feeling we'll still hold them, but that's the accurate version there.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Excuse me. Thank you.
court orders and personal property refunds. Steve, would you like to join us? Please. Where have we got Mr.
You sent us, Christy, three documents.
Mm-hmm.
Which one are we going to start with?
I would say the one that says completed, need a mass approval.
Completed. Those are those. Okay. I do.
You want to look at it? Do we have a copy of it here?
I can't.
Well, I thought they were in hard form.
Look how they are. Mm. Yeah.
Both pretty hard. I'm not saying them here. You have something we can look at, kind of lady. That's okay.
You want to share?
Sure.
How pleasant. Hey, I beg you'll make this for you to see.
I can see.
Oh, okay. I just try to be.
So let me back up to the wall there, Jim.
Okay. I can go stand in the crowd. So what were we looking at then? How do we kind of recap what this is?
Okay, the ones that are completed that uh-huh. need in mass approval, those are the ones I've already done in the system.
Okay.
And that's because they are not a refund.
Okay.
We're just correcting whatever error, so it's removing the old bill, creating a new one.
Okay.
Okay, so this is
personal property.
Corrections.
Personal property.
This mm-hmm. is not removal because it hasn't been paid in a number of years.
This is just correcting
the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have two pages of them. When the grand total of $34,874, is that just in reductions, I guess, basically? Is that why it's totaled like that? Or?
I'd have to look at it.
Okay.
You what?
Just look. She said she'd have to look and see why. It's totaled and may not be.
Well, if I understood. Okay, here, original value. I'm going to jump to. No, that's the dollar value.
Yeah, that's the dollar of the assessed value.
All right, let me back up again. I'm just seeing one figure. You said it's the corrected, so we don't know what it was.
Right, because the add-ons go directly to the collector's office. We just reviewed the bill.
I'm sorry, say that again.
These are abatements, then.
Yes.
So all this is lowering.
Because they've been corrupted, because they were incorrect.
Yes.
Is that something that we'd like to see what it was changed to?
From
at any time, yeah.
I guess my question is, what was, why would they have to be corrected?
A lot of times it's wrong vehicle year, wrong vehicle model.
Okay.
Things like that.
Look at this one here on the bottom. $7,000.
I guess my question for you is, are these all, how long back does this go? Because if it's a vehicle, it could be a 2-year title. So it could be an 09, an 0, a 10, 2010 year? Is that possible?
Only if it was unpaid.
If it was unpaid, okay.
This is the same thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If it was paid, it would be a refund, which goes into the other.
And these are not refunds?
No.
You're just correcting it?
Yes.
Okay, help me with...
We have to correct it, because like somebody comes in to the DOR, or to the DMV, they want to get their vehicle licensed. The DMV is becoming more picky and making sure that they have the correct model and the correct year. All the information has to match the tax data. So they notice that it's wrong. So they're going to send them over to the assessor's office. The assessor is going to create the add-on, which goes, yep, change everything, create the add-on, send that directly to the collector so a new bill can be printed right away.
So they can get their tags.
So they can get their tags.
And
this is just deleting out the old bill.
Gotcha.
I appreciate the way that we're doing that to expedite the process from the taxpayer's perspective.
Correct.
If this is not approved, the new bill they're paying is worthless. Is that correct?
Well, then
because this is what they're charged with.
Then they have two bills.
That would be correct.
Mm-hmm.
My point being, if these are not approved, there would not be the add-on or the run-on. Each individual, let's say it's me,
mm-hmm.
Rod Houseman, mm-hmm. There's a mistake. Mm-hmm. Is there a form that's made out that goes from one department to the other?
The add-on, it's done in the computer system. You'd have to talk to Sheila. I'm assuming there is a form.
Well, it comes from the assessor, correct?
Right.
So the assessor would do it first with a form,
mm-hmm.
because he makes everyone fill out these.
Well, it's done in the computer. You know the systems are linked. But, yeah, there should be a printout that they have.
Well, when that happens, can we get a printout of why that Ron's taxes were lowered?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's very simple. It's I turned in the wrong car.
Okay.
Or I was assessed for the wrong year.
We can just have that report changed so that it can put the reason in?
That would really be helpful.
Okay.
It used to be on there.
Mm-hmm.
It would have wrong year, wrong this, that... It was printed on the form.
I was printing them out. I was having to type it all out in Excel format, but with this being an election year, I don't have time. So I'm printing this out of our court order program, and so I just need to have her add that to the report. It's nothing big.
It's something that the machine can pull out, though,
yes.
Correct?
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be helpful.
Yeah.
I thought as recent as last year it said wrong year.
But if
you had the date on it.
Yeah, but I was having to hand type them.
But it was a business and they got rid of some personal property. Tables, I see a restaurant or two in here. They sold a piece of equipment, forgot to take it off their form.
Yep.
It would be taken off the form because they sold it.
Yep.
Something like that. Or just,
mm-hmm. Okay. Just minor corrections. That's all those are.
Okay.
Are you guys satisfied? Do you want the report?
I'm satisfied.
Okay. Motion to approve the document called 2-17 Personal Completed Mass Approval Request, and we'll call that Exhibit A.
A.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the personal abatement reconciliation listed or titled Exhibit A. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
How about you're going to do the other personal one now?
The refunds would be next.
Okay. I'll share my computer again.
He's going to have to share. He could go down.
And this has the notes here.
The only thing that report doesn't have on it, which we did notice, was the year. And that's I've just separated those out. We have three for 2009. And... six for 2010, and the remainder is for 2011.
These are just
in total like
seven pages. Six pages, excuse me. The next page?
Mm-hmm. Whenever you're ready.
I was reading that right now. I don't care. Okay.
I got these on email, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
And I've already went through them, so.
Okay. Danny, you satisfied then?
Yeah, I went through them and
okay.
Looked them over earlier.
Motion to approve personal property refunds labeled Exhibit B. For approval? Did I say that?
Motion has been made and seconded to approve personal property refunds labeled Exhibit B. Discussion?
Mass approval would be a better term on that, wouldn't you think?
With mass approval. All of Exhibit B.
Yeah.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
We've got one page, it looks like. Is that correct, Kristen?
Mm-hmm.
Is it real estate?
Yes. It is. I show, what, five items?
I think so.
I think this is BOE that wasn't applied. It's going down, going down. Calculation.
Going these down. Are these presented by the assessor?
Right.
Yes.
Recommended by the assessor on the.
They're presented by his office.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, it looks like it's mostly calculation of BOE decision, and one's an exempt status, and one's a computer error. So, motion to approve real estate abatements en masse labeled Exhibit C.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve real estate abatements en masse labeled Exhibit C. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Next order of business is intergovernmental funding agreements. Mr. Suti.
How you doing?
Excellent, Mr. Suti. Just didn't get into the final document.
Yeah. And so I've got that there. I can resend that to that.
Well, and I don't think it was, John, just so you know, I don't think it's anything that we were against the project. We just didn't see it in the document. And the question I think I had, I brought up on Monday was, are we pulling it? And we thought we were going to pull it from that bulk line item. is what
yes,
we thought.
Yes, they did.
And that was the only, that was my only question. It wasn't because we didn't believe in the project or anything like that. It was just not where we're pulling it.
Yeah, I'm not insinuating that. I just want to clear that up and answer
sure.
the questions y'all might have. And one thing, when we started budget preparation in September or early August of 2011, it was our intention that the Ozark Beach project would be closed out by then. In that LS&C, we are holding retainage.
Mm.
That project, they haven't asked for yet. So that was zeroed out. Well, it come into 2012, we sent them letters. They still have yet to request that retainage.
They haven't yet, okay.
Yes, and so that is not in a budget line item.
Okay.
But I did have David Fielder prepare, based on Mrs. Keck's language, a construction funding agreement for $135,000 so we could get that paid if they request that this year. We have money in contingency, and there's other funds within the budget that we can pull that money from if necessary. I thought maybe we could work into that. I mean, it's up to you gentlemen. Or we could go back and I could request a budget amendment to allow for that. That was an oversight on my part with everything going on. I just had it in my mind, you know, that we zeroed it out, but they didn't request it. They got it in 2012. We dealt with all these other issues. We just got back. So those are the three funding agreements that are still kind of, there's some question about there. So. But everything else looks like it's moving forward on the stuff that we're involved with. We want to start.
Well, I think the biggest challenge we had with these agreements was just getting the first template of agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now it should be much faster for projects to get funded faster now. So I think we're past the hardest part.
I agree totally. We worked with Nikki on some incidental bills and stuff, and she's helped us greatly on that. We're getting that ironed out, and I think it's going to work fine, too. That was just those threads. I wanted to be here to provide some insight as to those other projects.
Let me ask Ron something real fast.
Yeah. How do you want to do it all that time? Approve the document.
Maybe list them all? Probably in the motion?
Mm-hmm. I'd name every one of them.
Bring them all over here.
I'm going to leave this one out. This is the one we need to do separately, which is
wholesale. Let's do that one first, then.
But I understand you said it was a capital improvement line item that was for 4.9.
Right? 4.7 or 4.9?
But
4.95.
What you're telling me now is that there is a list of items that are in that 4.9?
Yes, sir.
But I haven't seen that. I don't know that I reviewed that. What I'm trying to remember back, John, we approved everything that you brought forward on the projects, except there was a question about the bore.
Yes, and we would like to, if the sewer bore, they would like to request to be on the agenda to discuss that with y'all at some future date also.
Okay.
But, there was a question, like I said, Mr. Strophus had asked for me to break that down. So, I mean, those dollars are allocated to those individual projects that are contained in that budget line item. There is structure to that number. We will be under contract for those amounts. Of course, those two feasibility studies are, you know, we don't know until we go through the scope of services and request for proposal what those costs will be, but that was some estimated cost for lack of better words right now.
John, how do you perceive seeing these dollars pass through when we sign these agreements that the sewer district and the county agrees to for X amount of dollars that were labeled? Do you see those dollars coming to the district up front? Do you see those dollars coming over time? What's your perception?
The perception I have is that once a month, and I discussed this with Nikki on her schedule, is that I will prepare a summary sheet that will list the invoices that we have accumulated that month And I will also make a copy of those invoices so she has her documentation. Then I will submit a total request for the invoices that month to Dickie, and then she will work out any questions we have between us. If we're good, then she will present that, I assume, to you gentlemen or to Mr. Finley's office. Somewhere in that process, a check is made for that amount of money, and then we pick the check up, we being the sewer district staff, and then we have our account here in town. We will deposit that check, and then that day or the next morning, we will write the checks and submit those to the bidders.
Okay. So all you're saying is that it's approval through accounts payable process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
And we're just, and you're just drawn down on these balances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What we didn't want to do is pass through large numbers of dollars just sitting there because of the investment that the county does for those funds and things. So we're only asking for what we need to pay the bills for that month. That should not interrupt the flow of the investments to the treasurer's office and so on.
I like that process, actually. It should work well.
Nikki, you know, I worked that with Nikki so she would have time to do what she needs to do, but instead of us submitting those to the auditor's office, that we will submit to Nikki, and then she will take care of that part.
We can make sure that the dog gets placed on the right lines and so forth and so on. Okay.
And we'll have all the documentation. Like I told Nikki, I said, if you need anything else, let me know, and I'll get it to you.
Sounds like a good process.
As we go through this in time, this is going to be commonplace.
Yeah.
Kind of getting used to it right now. But, yeah.
All right, here it goes. Long motion here on the first one. You ready? Okay.
I know. Do you want to do them individually because they're different projects? I know there's a bunch to start with, or do you want to put them all in one?
I'll just put in one big project, one big motion, and just list them.
Okay, but what I'd like to do is to clearly define that in the minutes, Lynn, so that we can see X amount of projects, one after the other, so it's easy to spot.
Motion to approve intergovernmental agreement between Taney County and Taney County Regional Sewer District for projects labeled Power Site Wastewater Treatment Plant Feasibility Study. I'll just let you copy those.
Yeah, that's the way to do that.
For the Power Site North Project.
Have her include the amounts.
Okay. And just as part of this motion, please include the amounts that we're approving. Okay. Lookout Acres Phase 1. Make sure that was right. Lookout Acres Phase 2. Meadow Ridge Project. Infiltration and Inflow Remediation Program. Pump Station Flooding Remediation Program. T Highway Project. Mildred Project. That's the motion. The other two are not in this pile, and I've got to find out where they are. They may have to be approved.
I've got copies here, but you might need to
refer to your file before we move. Yeah, we'll just, she has them. I know Pat has them.
Get you those if you need them.
She's got them. We had them upstairs.
But yeah. Those are the ones that are going to come out of the utility capital agreement.
Utility capital improvements.
Right.
We created that section several years ago just for the things that is specific to TCRSD project,
right.
Utility projects. That's why it's broken out separately.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the projects as defined by Commissioner Straffes. Discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Motion to approve bill of sale between Taney County and Taney County Regional Sewer District as presented. This is the personal property items that we
right.
That was a part of the intergovernmental agreement. This is the formality of the document, transferring basically the rights.
Right.
Yeah.
So on, so
okay.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for the.
Everything except the phone system.
Correct.
Yeah. Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve bill of sale as presented. in compliance with our intergovernmental agreement. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. And John, the other two, we will...
We'll get Pat to...
And move forward right
yeah.
away.
Yeah, if you need anything, maybe let me know.
We won't. It's all, just a matter of letting Pat know to finish them.
And then, well, the Ozark Beach, like I said, that's an oversight on my part. I don't know how you want to address that. We've got the agreement established. I believe a lot of y'all have a copy of it. I didn't know if I could pull out agency to take care of that or if you should have... I already got a line item from Ozark Beach. I could enter that amount back in, but I know there's a process that we need to go through to do that.
But that's okay.
How do you want to handle that part?
Can we put it on there?
We don't have to decide today.
Can you... Well, you're going to bring us the Short Creek agreements?
We have them upstairs.
I know we do, but I mean, is he going to...
We're going to have to tell Pat to review them. She hasn't reviewed them.
We hadn't reviewed those two.
There was a question that they were sent by
General. I actually think that later on they were sent, but I may be incorrect.
We did scan them and sent them back.
She did receive them.
Yeah.
I do, like I said, I do have a line item for Ozark Beach.
There's the notes that I put on.
It's just how we need to do to put that money back in there.
Okay.
The retainers were holding on to us.
Okay. We're good?
I have one more minute.
Oh, sure.
I'm not asking you to make any decisions, but the sewer district would like to meet with the commission to discuss the lake bore and what we have done 4 or 5 years ago in looking at a treatment plant location in the power site area, just to have a face-to-face, just to discuss information, see if the commission still feels that you want us to proceed to look at a treatment plant study again. You know, I don't assume it'll take a tremendous amount of time, but they would like to have that meeting with the commission just to basically discuss that. What we will do is we will put together a summary sheet of the information that we collected that time ago, and we're going to update that numbers with today's cost, and so we can look at what the construction cost would have been, the yearly operation cost as opposed to running a wastewater plant at 4 points to the city of Forsyth, just so we'll have that information for the discussion. One other thing, we are currently staking out the PP5 pump station that's on the county property in which the shooting range and the dog kennel is located on, for that pump station site to be transferred to the sewer district. In discussions,
is there going to be a request formally from the sewer district for that to happen? Because that's not a given.
Well, the pump station site.
Is that fall on which property? I'm sorry.
Well, that is where the pump station is located on the Dundee property down on Lytle Creek.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Now, the one thing where you was kind of the given there that we was going towards is that the sewer district would like to request that the commission consider allowing the sewer district to survey off the rest of the property from the shooting range back toward the creek going to the west that lies somewhat with some site work could support treatment plant construction. And if the commission were inclined to do that, we could have the engineers survey that property off, which would not affect the shooting range, it would not affect the Amazon. So for your consideration on that, that's something that they will probably be coming to you or through me to ask you to, you know, a decision on that. The other thing, I understand we have a new board member. I plan to draft a letter of welcome to him today and give him the information about our meetings and a little brief history on the sewer district and so on and so forth. So we're going to get that information out to him. That will probably be mailed out this afternoon or tomorrow morning.
When's the next sewer board meeting, John?
March 6th. The first Tuesday of March.
When did you anticipate that the sewer district can meet with the county commission to talk about the bore project?
We just need to start looking at schedules.
Sometime after that?
I would think after that.
You know, what seems to work good, if it would work for the commission, is like a meeting day, somewhere like before lunch, like at 11 o'clock.
Like on a Tuesday when you're going to meet anyway?
Yes, sir, because they've already kind of sacrificed that day. I mean, that's, you know, it's working for their schedule, but if that could happen, that would be good. I know you don't have your things going too. But whatever works out, you know. The property down here at the office, we don't know, on surveying that out, there was a legal description issue with the Sonic Lodge parking area and this and that. That needs to be straightened out. We didn't know where we were at in that process.
I don't remember where we're at. Danny, do you remember?
No, I do remember what our agreement was with the Masonic Lodge, but I don't remember what kind of agreement you guys want with the property.
Yeah, apparently it wasn't ever cut out and surveyed in a manner to transfer over to the lodge. There's an issue with that somehow. We're going to go ahead and we're taking steps to get the pump station straightened out. We didn't know if the commission on that side was taking care of that down there, or if we need to be doing something.
What's the difficulty down there? You said that the property...
Well, there's I don't know the specifics about it, and I apologize for that, but there's kind of a confusion on the legal description that, I think Tim Hutchins is more familiar. He's looked at that with Pat and her people, but there's something about the legal description where there needs to be a new survey developed that would allow for that to be, I guess, the Masonic Lodge property would go with this. Somehow, the property still shows the building and then the parking area that supposedly is for the Masonic Lodge still owned by the county or something.
When we passed the property through to the sewer district, did it include that parking lot? Is that what you're saying?
Well, actually, that hasn't been done yet. It's been done in agreement.
And then we need to separate that out.
There's a survey.
Why is wrong?
I don't know that we do. I think that the agreement with the Masonic Lodge was that they would have the parking there forever on that full length of that. I don't know that the actual use of the property, of the building, which could be owned by the sewer board, by the sewer district, versus the parking lot, could still be owned by the county. I couldn't see that there would be any controversy there.
Well,
do you? I mean, I don't understand what it
would be. That was not the understanding of the Masonic Lodge.
Let me dig into this a little bit more, and I'll write you an email, and I'll write you something more specific and explain to you what the questions are. They might not be a huge concern at all.
Okay.
We work with them, and we talk to the Masonic Lodge, and they request you that we keep our utility vehicles out of their area, especially for Thursday during their meetings, of course. We haven't had no issue there, but there was something.
I can't even imagine that there will be, actually. Yeah, but
I don't either. But I'll get you a more detailed report on that, specifically what the issues are. Other than that, I appreciate you guys approving these agreements. I'll call you and whoever has some excited engineers in a few minutes that could begin work, especially on Middle Ridge. That's a good project. A lot of people need some help there.
I just sent Pat a note to say that to finalize those two agreements that we didn't approve, so those will be done back to us shortly.
If you could have Nick, you're dealing, check your schedules on, like at 11 o'clock or so before one of our next board meetings.
Okay, after the 6th, when is your next one after that?
It will be 2 weeks.
So it'd be
anybody else? Possibly. First and third Tuesday.
That may give the new board member a chance to get caught up on the project itself. So maybe the 20th or so, we can kind of touch base on that.
Yeah,
maybe their calendars.
Not a time sensitive issue. We're still doing the internal design of the project, so it's not going to make that.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Suti.
I believe, sir, on the next item of agenda is our executive session. Is that correct? That's what I show. I just want to make sure that's what you show.
Well, found. Oh, you just handed this. Never mind.
Is that right? Is that what we have next?
That's what we have next.
Motion go into executive session pursuant 610.021.1, 2, 3, and 12.
Okay. I'll second the motion.
Isn't that what's listed?
Yes.
Okay.
Before we vote on that motion, did you have anything for us that you wanted to chat about? That could we stand in recess till 10:15 and then go into executive session?
Sure.
Pursuant to your motion,
I'll withdraw
to go into at 10:15.
Okay.
Let's just go into executive session, then we can go to recess.
Yeah.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Danny, aye.
Jim, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
I'll
gentlemen.